Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fatal rollover crash claims Canadian man south of Ryde on Sunday afternoon. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 47-year-old Canadian man passed away in a rollover crash roughly 50 miles south of Gillette on Sunday afternoon. William Ryder was driving a semi-truck hauling an empty silo trailer along Edwards Road heading west when the vehicle veered off near Matheson Road, causing it to overturn onto its passenger side. Sheriff Scott Matheny said following the accident, Ryder was partially ejected and became trapped beneath the semi. Emergency services, including the Campbell County Fire Department and EMS, arrived at the scene to extricate him, but despite life-saving efforts during transport to Campbell County Health, Ryder was pronounced deceased at the hospital. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum determined that Ryder's death resulted from injuries sustained to his torso and legs. Matheny said the man worked as a driver for Target Logistics, tasked with transporting trailers to Canada for Sahara Field Solutions. As of Tuesday morning, Sheriff Matheny stated that the cause of the crash remained unknown. Pistol braces stay illegal as Wyoming and 24 other states sue over federal rule. A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday it will not pause the federal government's rule classifying pistols with braces on them as short-barreled rifles as Wyoming sues the ATF over the rule. Cowboy State Daily reported Wyoming, 24 other states, a gun rights group, two gun companies, and an individual sued the ATF and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in February 2023, arguing against an ATF rule change that categorizes braced pistols as short-barreled rifles. The rule outlaws braced pistols or requires their owners to register them. It will reportedly compel millions of Americans to register their pistols under the National Firearms Act or face a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. A federal judge in North Dakota declined in September to block the ATF's rule, saying the agency acted within the zone of reasonableness in outlawing any firearm designed or intended to be fired from the shoulder. Wyoming and its co-plaintiffs challenged the judge's order with an appeal to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. They asked the higher court to block the ATF's rule during their appeal. The rule will cover 99% of braced pistols, eliminate 750,000 firearms, cost private parties $5 billion, and shutter four of five brace manufacturers, reads the state's October 10th motion asking the 8th Circuit to pause enforcement of the rule. That includes commercial appellants in this case who waited 7 months for the district court to rule on their motion for preliminary relief while watching their sales evaporate, laying off employees, and attempting to stave off financial ruin. The 8th Circuit responded Tuesday with a one-sentence order denying the appellant's request. The motion for injunction pending appeal is denied. It came in response not only to appellant's 23-page request, but also to the federal government's 22-page filing opposing the request. The federal government's filing calls any damages the rule caused to companies or individuals minimal and says the danger of having a pistol one can fire from one's shoulder outweighs those damages. The government contends that the ATF's rule is lawful and interpretive. The rule is rooted in the National Firearms Act of 1934, which outlawed short-barreled rifles or required the rifle's owners to register them. The federal government's October 20th filing said, though these manufacturers claim the attachments are designed to assist with one-handed firing and thus the firearms are not rifles, many braces are virtually indistinguishable from shoulder stocks and are designed to facilitate shoulder firing. The rule is lawful and the public interest in clarifying statutory requirements for weapons that Congress deemed particularly dangerous outweighs any minimal harms plaintiffs assert. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.